Welcome to Blog Scripts from GospelLifeLearning.com. This is Sherry Peavy, your host, and this is the place where you will find Jesus-focused teachings to help you draw closer to the heart of God. Shoes of peace. What are they, and how do we wear them? As this new year turned over, I began trying to think of a word that would be my word to hold on to for the year. Typically, this shouldn't be too hard to come up with a word, but as January 1st passed, and then the 2nd, and then the 10th, I still didn't have a good single word. However, there is a phrase that has been both convicting me and inspiring me for the past few months, and it is also a phrase that I want to hold on to this year and implement daily this year so that it becomes not just a phrase in my head and not just a note in a notebook. I want this phrase to be something to hold on to and to anchor me this year and future years as well. The phrase is shoes of peace. The phrase is inspired from the description of the armor of God in the book of Ephesians 6, 14 through 16. It says, "Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace." Shoes of peace. Don't these shoes sound like comfortable and restful footwear? If I were to go shopping today at Macy's or DSW looking for shoes of peace, I would expect to find some shoes that look like comfortable, orthopedic, cushiony, peaceful, restful shoes, like walking on a cloud. In fact, if you do have a chance to see the blog post, I actually Googled the term "buy peaceful shoes," and I have some pictures of what came up. And I would say that these types of shoes would certainly be comfortable and peaceful on the feet, these comfortable orthopedic shoes, but some that are also, when I Googled, I also looked for something that was pretty and orthopedic and comfortable, you know, peace shoes. And I've actually worn some shoes similar to those types of shoes that I found on Google, and I can confirm that they are very comfortable with their inside orthopedic cushioning, and it's like walking on a peaceful cloud. However, I think we all know that Paul wasn't talking about these types of modern-day, comfortable, orthopedic shoes. If you have a chance, there's a picture to look on the blog. It is a replica of a shoe from a Roman soldier from over 2,000 years ago. And it's a picture of this replica, and it's actually in the Roman Army Museum in the UK. And you will see the shoes look like what we call huaraches, or when I was growing up, we called them huarache shoes. They're leather. They have lots of straps. And then they are short hobnail spikes on the bottom of them. All over the bottom of them are these short hobnail spikes. So imagine that. Spikes on the bottom of these shoes of peace. But these hobnail spikes help us understand Paul's metaphor for these shoes. Let's look again at how Paul describes the purpose of this footwear. In context with the full sentence that it's found in Ephesians, Paul writes, "Stand firm then, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace." These peace shoes are battle shoes. They're fighting shoes with short spikes on the bottom. Those short spikes help the soldier stand firm upon the dirt ground in battle. However, when we face our battles, we have been instructed to be firmly planted in the gospel of God's peace. When we wear this battle-ready footwear, we are choosing to stand firmly with our spikes in the ground of the good news of peace, God's peace. Those spikes are on the bottom because we are to stand firmly in the ground that comes only from knowing and walking with God. By standing firmly in God's peace, we are able to successfully battle with all of the following. We can battle against the disruptions and the chaos of life. We battle against the unexpected events that blindside us. We battle against the surprise and unwanted encounters that should have never happened. And we battle against the turbulence of society, which affects us in ways we have no control over. And we battle these things wearing the readiness shoes of peace. Now, Priscilla Shire, in her Bible study, The Armor of God, says that without the shoes of peace, turbulence leads us into misguided battles. She also writes in Lesson 4 of the book, she says, mark it down. Whenever you feel an overriding sense of unrest inside or overwhelming distress, the enemy is somewhere in the middle stirring it up. Anywhere peace is lacking, you can be sure he's at work. Shire goes on to explain the following. She says, shalom, the familiar Hebrew word for peace, which permeates the Old Testament, does not refer to the absence of chaos, but rather to an overall, deeply entrenched sense of harmony, health, and wholeness in the middle of chaos. In fact, true peace is best detected and measured against the backdrop of commotion and confusion. When instability abounds, yet you remain steadfast. When disappointment and confusion are near, yet you're still capable of walking with spirit-infused confidence, stability, and steadfastness. Yes, that is how I want to intentionally experience this year and beyond. So the phrase of the year for me will be shoes of peace. I know this year will bring surprises and unwanted circumstances and turbulence at some point. This year already has brought some unexpected and undesired turns, actually, and we haven't even closed the month of January. I don't want to fight against such circumstances with a spirit of anxiety or fear or anger, or with a sense that I can respond in such a way that I can somehow control the outcome. This year, I'm wearing these spike-bound shoes of peace, and I will remember that no matter what comes my way, I will keep my feet grounded in the knowledge of God's promises and in His peace. This means I will choose to react to life's bumps and turbulence from a place of peace and stability. And of course, to close this out, the best news of all is that we don't have to go shopping for orthopedic comfortable peace shoes. These shoes of peace are available to anyone and everyone who places their trust in God and learns about what He promises us and how He guides us. God has a ready pair of these spiritual peace shoes and so much more for each of us who put our trust in Him through Jesus. Thank you for listening. You may find free and additional resources at gospellifelearning.com, including this podcast for re-listening or its transcript for reading. You may also find free downloadable journal and study pages to help you draw closer to God with each teaching episode. You can find Gospel Life Learning on Facebook and Instagram with the username Gospel Life Learning. If you have benefited from this free content, we ask that you consider supporting this ministry by sharing the website or the podcast with your friends. Together, we can offer encouragement and support for many in finding the heart of God for our lives.